Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So today we're going to be talking about living from our values instead of goals. You know, it's easy to become attached to the way we want things to be, and often we go through life not even realizing how attached we are to our ideas and goals and even our underlying belief systems. But very seldom do we think intentionally about our values and try to live by them instead. So let me see if I can clarify what the difference is between a goal and a value. For example, my goal can be to be happy, and I can be very attached to how I manage that. I can be determined to walk around with a smile on my face all the time and only express things that are happy. The problem is that it's not very realistic because sometimes I'm not happy, or nor do I feel like smiling. I'd be setting myself up for a lot of frustration and feeling that I'm failing. But if I value happiness, I'll live my life looking for the things in life that make me happy and how I can make others happy, and even how happiness spontaneously occurs in life. For example, have you ever been talking with a friend and sharing a really sad story or even a good cry, but at the end, you feel really happy because you feel connected and understood and maybe even loved? Happiness can occur in very unexpected ways, and living by your values rather than your attachment to your goals gives you a chance to find that out. Now, if we look at why we meditate in terms of our goals versus our values, we have the opportunity to see if we're setting ourselves up to fail or to succeed, even if it's difficult. Simply wanting to meditate every day is a goal. Being a good meditator is a goal, or stopping our minds from thinking is even a goal. And they all can be a path to frustration. But if we think of it in terms of what we value about meditation, a sense of calmness and peace or well-being. Perhaps we value living a healthy lifestyle and having less stress. Now we're really onto something, because now we can meditate knowing that every experience we have, however difficult or easy, is connected to what we value in life, which makes every experience of value. So this week, I'd like to invite you to think about your goals versus your values, whether it's just about why you meditate or even the bigger picture in life, and see if there's a gap between your goals and your values, and contemplate where you might make a shift. Meditation is your time for contemplation, for observing, for feeling life as it is, and then taking your meditation off the seat and into life is the way of living by your values. So as we take our seat to begin our practice today, I'd like you just to check in and ask yourself what you value about today's meditation. What is your value for doing it? Let's begin by finding a comfortable place to sit. Let your back be supported if you like. Sitting up nice and tall, and letting your feet either sit on the floor, or if you're going to sit cross-legged, put a cushion underneath your hips so your hips are higher than your knees, and it'll be easier to lengthen your back and let your legs relax. Let your hands rest in your lap. And if you'd like to do Zen Mudra, just place your left palm on top of your right palm and let your thumbs touch. Begin by taking 3 deep cleansing breaths, inhaling through the nose and blow out through the mouth, nice and slow. And again, inhaling deeply through the nose and blowing out nice and slowly. Last one, inhaling deeply, exhaling slowly through the mouth. And you should feel like you're starting to settle in. And now let your breath switch over to in and out of your nose. And intentionally become the observer. You can make little notes in the mind with what you notice. Is your breath fast or slow? Is it deep or shallow? Difficult or easy? Just noting all your sensations and experiences. Allow yourself to take in all the sounds around you. Maybe you hear a siren or a bird or a plane. Just noting what you hear without placing any kind of criticism or analysis on it. It's all just there in your field of awareness. Notice the temperature of the air as it comes in through your nose and how it touches your skin that's exposed. Notice the places that are warm and covered by fabric. And as you continue to inhale and exhale, even allow your mind to label the breaths to help you focus even more on the simple act of breathing by saying to yourself, breathing in, breathing out as you go, and repeating this for a few rounds of breath. And this labeling technique will allow you to get focused anytime your mind wanders and you lose track of your meditation altogether, which happens all the time. No big deal. Good. And just to go deeper into relaxation, we're going to scan through the body. So take your mind down into your feet and notice how your feet feel. And then move up into your ankles, shins, and calves. Up into your knees, then into your thighs, and try to let your legs be heavy and relaxed. Then move into your hips, your low back, and your low belly, softening from the inside out as you move. Up into your ribs and the sides of your body and your middle back. Into your shoulders, upper back, chest, armpits. Into your collarbones, imagining they can spread out towards your shoulders and that your shoulders can slide down towards your elbows and wrists. And you can feel the weight and sensation in your hands. Let your jaw soften. And your teeth are parted slightly, and your eyes roll down and forward, and it feels like the mask on the face dissolves. Feel your scalp and your hair, your ears, and the crown of your head reaching towards the sky. A fully embodied, aware, intentional practice. Then drop back into the breath and maintain a connection between the awareness of the body and the awareness of the breath. while relaxing and staying open to whatever's happening in your environment. Sounds, smells, sensations. And if you lose track and your mind wanders off, you just bring it back by labeling either the body or the breath. And I'll check back in with you in just a few minutes. Check back in with your body. Notice how it's feeling, if you can soften or lengthen. Check in with your breath, labeling the inhale and the exhale. And then opening your awareness, perception, and observation of being fully present and in the moment. Noticing what that feels like. Thank you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we are intentionally focusing on being present, observing, and letting ourselves just be by noticing the breath, the sensations in the body, and just relaxing in the moment. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how you're feeling, your state of mind, how your body feels. And let the breath move down into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw that breath up your back. And exhale down the front of the spine. Inhaling up the back. And exhaling down the front a few times. Imagine the ceiling in your practice of awareness, calmness, observation, and being present. You've been listening to Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. Give us a call at 949-415-6718 for more information, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.